Tariq El-Bashir, Comcast Sportsnet, on the Redskins at the top of the hour as they try to rebound against the Saints. But right now, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910, John Lazor each and every Wednesday as the Hokies get ready to take on the Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets, three games left, need to win two to become bowl eligible. John Lazor is brought to you each and every week by Cowan Gates. All right, so last week was definitely about the retirement of Frank Beamer. This week it's about playing a game. But those worlds, you know, we can't separate them. They collide. They're the storylines going into this game tomorrow night. What's the atmosphere? What's the feel like been in Blacksburg the past couple days, Lays?
You know, it's been really interesting, Wes. It's gotten looser by the day. It was so tense through the weeks, of course, while the Hokies were struggling, leading to that win over Boston College. And then it was sad, I think would be the best way to put it, as Frank Beamer announced his retirement with the help of Virginia Tech. But in the days that followed, you could almost see a burden being lifted off the shoulders of Frank and his wife, Cheryl, and the rest of the folks around the program. And now it's just a celebratory feel of what has been and the opportunity that's there over the next 3 weeks, including this next one against Georgia Tech. So I think right now everybody's excited to try to be a part of what they hope will be a memorable last gasp, so to speak, for Beamer ball, starting with a win over Georgia Tech.
Is there still a feel of this is actually happening, but not being fully able to fully wrap your arms all around it?
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think it will hit home until Virginia Tech takes the field at some point without Frank Beamer leading them there, whether that be next year in camp or in practice or in a scrimmage or even in the spring game. I suppose that's going to have an odd feel to it. But right now, Frank has done a nice job, I think, of getting people back down to business as usual. Yeah, on that bye week, they used those days that normally the team would be off to filter through some of that emotion and get back on the practice field. And again, right now, there's obviously tension within the office because so many people's future is unclear as to whether or not they'll be a part of the program going forward or what that might mean for them personally. But at the same time, I think as only Frank Beamer can do, he's galvanized the people and the fan base and the players, the men that he calls them, the finest group that he says he's assembled personality-wise towards this goal. So right now, you don't have that, but ultimately that's going to be something that's felt not only in the days that follow the season, but for years to come.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's uncertainty among the players about who's going to be their next head coach. But in the moment here, you talk to these guys more on a regular basis, but just hearing it from afar, some will say, hey, look, you know, we're going to go out, we're going to end this on a high note. Some will say that, but also say that they're still stunned, that they're sad by all this. What about the emotions around the players going into what will be a very big 3 weeks here if they want to go to a bowl game?
Well, I said this walking out of the press conference last week, and I'll say it again. Yeah, I was chatting with Michael Brewer yesterday, and it was back more towards his normal personality in terms of just joking around and not taking things too heavily, as it were. But last week, coming out of the press conference, he was emotional. Sam Rogers was very emotional. Kenny Cannon was very emotional, and so were some of the other guys that I chatted with. But Michael Brewer just said flatly, we're not going to lose another game. We're not going to allow that to happen because Virginia Tech football is Frank Beamer, and we owe that to him. So I think that they have the maturity that in the short term they recognize what's in front of them, what they need to do over the next few weeks. And I think that everyone's done a nice job, and Frank's obviously led this by example of putting that off for a few weeks in terms of what the future might hold individually for the players, staff, their families, and everybody else associated with it.
John Lazor with us here on Fox Sports 910, and you've been around sports long enough. I don't want to say the word distraction, but you know how guys get. You know, sometimes they get in between the white lines and the rest of the world goes away and it's just about the game at hand.
Yeah, and that's what you're hoping will happen. And I think that the hope is you feel as though, particularly this Georgia Tech game, even though the Yellow Jackets, for whatever reason, are favored in the eyes of the wise guys, as it were, this is a game Virginia Tech feels like they should win. I think they feel like they're running the football well. They feel like offensively they're clicking with Michael Brewer back, and this is a Georgia Tech team that just lost their defensive leader in Adam Gotsis, been ravaged by injuries, and quite frankly hasn't been getting it done in that flexbone offense the way they have in years past, despite the phenomenal ability of Justin Thomas. So those are some of the things that we talked about yesterday, which was great to have those conversations. And I think the most poignant moment, Wes, over the last couple of weeks for me with Frank Beamer during Tech Talk Live, he came on and we had him for the whole hour, and Buzz Williams graciously step back to what ultimately was last night, or 2 nights ago, excuse me, with his appearance on Tech Talk Live. And we just talked to Frank, and for the first two or three segments, it was the day of the press conference, and we spent the first two or three talking about his retirement. And then I said, all right, Coach, as we close out this segment, why don't we put this retirement garbage behind us and talk about beating the Yellow Jackets on the other side? And he kind of lit up. You know, like Frank Beamer can, and many people know what that facial expression is like. And as we went to break, he tapped me on the shoulder. He said, you're a good man. Let's do just that. So, you know, that's the goal. And whether or not you can get past those distractions obviously says a lot about where you are as a team.
Let's transition to that game. John Lazor, Mike Burnup, Andrew Allegretta, they will be down in Hotlanta tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 6, kickoff 7:30, right here on Fox Sports 910. And you touched on Georgia Tech there. I guess the two teams that are looked at as probably the bigger disappointments of the Coastal. A lot of people thought Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech would win this, and Georgia Tech has not clicked like they were going in from last year to this year. And there still is always that fear, though, Lays, that that offense could click, especially with the concerns that Virginia Tech has had with running quarterbacks this entire year. And Thomas is one of those.
He is, but it's such a different look that I think they feel confident in their ability to not necessarily completely bottle him up, but to contain him. And the difference is Thomas this year just has not had the dynamic playmakers around him in the A-backs and the B-back and also in the receiving core. And they lost another one in Summers going into this week, just flat out quit the team, as I understand it, heading into this matchup. So this isn't the Yellow Jackets team that we've seen from a dynamic perspective over the last couple of years. And like Virginia Tech, you look at the two teams that maybe disappointed the most in the Coastal Division, and it's a lot to do with injuries. They've had a lot of injuries to deal with on both sides of the ball, and that has certainly been detrimental to their cause. And I think when you look at that style of offense and you look at that style of team, they don't come out and hammer you over the head necessarily because they're not explosive in the pass game. So when you have that margin for error and that becomes a bit more thin, you're going to struggle to win football games, and that's been the case. But to your point, yeah, absolutely. Everyone around here is very mindful of what happens when these two teams get together, and I think everybody is expecting a close-fought game. And again, as Scott Leffler has said, as Bud Foster has said, as Frank Beamer himself has said, the Hokies need to get to a point where they're making the 3 to 4 to 6 plays a game that are the difference in those types of games where they hadn't been heading into Boston College. But again, signs of the right direction being found for Virginia Tech over the last couple of weeks.
We'll have more on this game. John Lazor is going to stick with us on the other side. Lazor's getting ready to leave for Atlanta tomorrow night right here at Fox Sports 910. Hokies need to win 2 of the next 3 to keep that bowl streak going and make it 4 games for Frank Beamer instead of 3. More with John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates right here on your home for the Hokies, Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910. Let's go out to the highways.